breathe. We've been living on the edge. Welcome back. This is Raylan Allen. I'm talking with Stuart Swerdlow, and you are listening to RumorMillNewsRadio.com. And, Stuart, I had just brought up coconut oil.
Yeah.
And I can't remember why I brought it up, but you had just written something about coconut oil, and so I went out and got some and started rubbing it on my body, and then, gee, I'm going to tell the man that makes Helena. You know, he makes a Helena product, and I was going to tell him that when he reformulates it to use coconut oil. I found out that he does use coconut oil. But the other thing that I found out, I was YouTubing, and I ran across this YouTube about oil pulling.
Oh, yeah.
And it's about how you pull all of the garbage out of your body by swishing oil around in your mouth.
Yes.
And he recommended that coconut oil be the one that you use. Well, I had been using sesame oil for maybe a year now to get rid of dental plaque. I started using coconut oil instead of the sesame oil. My teeth are now so free from plaque at all times that when my tongue runs over them, it squeaks. The teeth squeak.
Great.
And, you know, I can't remember what you wrote and told us that coconut oil does. Can you just remind me why you posted that about coconut oil?
Yes, you know, it's kind of a long story. But about 15 months ago, one of my children was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, which was kind of a shock because no one in my family has anything like that. And we found out subsequently, of course, that it can be traced to inoculations in childhood that damaged the pancreas. So people should be aware of that, too. But one of the alternative treatments for the diabetic condition was to take a tablespoon per day of virgin organic coconut oil, which will regulate and balance blood sugar and help absorption and even help to replace insulin production. So we had tried that, and it worked pretty well. And then we did more research on it, and we found that it actually can pull toxins out of the body. It rejuvenates the skin. It helps with digestive issues, hormonal problems. Basically, it's an overall body tonic and rejuvenator.
That is extraordinary. And you remember when we were growing up, you know, instead of hydrogenated fats, they put coconut oil in our Twinkies and Hostess Ho-Hos,
yeah,
and things like that.
That's right.
And so we were actually eating healthy junk food.
Yeah.
Back in those days.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. But, you know, unfortunately, these days, the coconuts sometimes are grown in toxic environments, and they add things to it. So I do recommend that if people buy this, it's the organic type.
Absolutely. And the kind I use is a solid. You have to chew it up in your mouth. And I also want to tell people, don't, after you've been swishing it around, and you really do have to swish it around for 20 minutes to get the results that I do, but after you've been swishing it around, put it down the toilet, rinse your mouth out, get all that junk that you've been pulling out of your body, get it out of your body, and then later on, if you want to eat a tablespoon, I haven't started that yet, but I think that I'm going to.
But, you know, some people don't like the taste. Like, for me, I tried ingesting it, and I didn't like the texture or the taste. So if you rub it on your skin, it will be absorbed right into the body, and it's the same as if you ingest it.
And it's absolutely fantastic. And, you know, I'm getting up there in age. I've been rubbing it on my knees, and I don't have old lady knees anymore.
Good.
So it really, really works, people.
And another function that it has, which is a little surprising to me, you can use it as a deodorant.
No, I never would have thought about that.
Yeah, it's a great deodorant.
And so, you know, this is something that you can just go down to your health food store and get, and let me tell you, it will save your teeth. It may help diabetes. You know, neither Stuart nor I are medical doctors. We don't want to get hauled away in handcuffs for, you know, giving you health advice. But it is a miracle thing. So, I can't use the word miracle. Erase that from the internet, you know. It's not a miracle thing.
Well, it's superb, and it's a great product.
Absolutely. And so people do try it. And just Google for the YouTube oil pulling video, and you will find it, and you watch it, and you'll want to go out and buy the guy's book so you can learn to do the same thing and turn your dentist onto it. Because if the dentist would turn more of their patients onto it, we wouldn't have nearly the problems with teeth that we're having right at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, health in general, because of all the processed foods that are out there, as I mentioned earlier, they're designed to really enhance the programming.
Mm-hmm.
And they contain heavy metal toxins that embed in your cellular structure, and they don't come out unless you make them come out.
And
basically, they're turning people into little antennas to pick up the signals.
That's exactly right. We have a Morgellons expert, someone who's been living with Morgellons for many, many, many years, and she has come to the conclusion that the Morgellons people are the people who are rejecting the programming, and all of us who don't show any symptoms whatsoever of Morgellons are the ones who are accepting it. So that all the little antennas that they've got around, you know, will just be accepting the programming.
Mm.
Frightening, isn't it?
Yes, it's very scary what's going on out there.
And, you know, there are ways, you know, there's all sorts of ways that people can purify their bodies. But if they keep eating the toxic food, it'll go right back into it.
That's right.
And this is why I'm encouraging learn to compost. If you've got a deck, if you've got a living room with windows that are on the sun, if you've got a backyard, you can become a gardener.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have an office. It was a beautiful sunroom, and I had my computers and everything in it because I am quite worried about the food supply system in the near future. I have turned my sunroom into a greenhouse.
Good.
And I've already got all sorts of things started in there for next year.
Great.
And I'm encouraging everybody, go take a composting class. It's easy. If you've got animals, add their poop to it. And, you know, you've got to take control over what goes into your own body. And how better to take control of what goes into your own body than growing it in a healthy environment. And that's just what I'm, that's one of the things that I'm preaching these days. Grow your own food.
That's excellent. Very good idea.
And if you have an apartment with a flat roof, organize everybody in the apartment building to have a roof garden. Let me tell you, you can put lattice works. I used to live in New York City, and I have seen some of the New York City roof gardens, and they've got these huge lattice works, you know, with tomatoes climbing up it, cucumbers. I mean, literally, there is enough food on top of some of these apartment buildings that if they can get water, they can literally feed everybody in the building from the roof gardens.
That's right. That's correct.
Yeah, extraordinary. Well, Stuart, there was one other thing I wanted to ask you about. We have a full moon coming up, and we've had some really strange earthquakes in parts of the country, parts of the world that don't get earthquakes very often, especially like the Central Valley of California.
Right.
I'm from the Central Valley of California originally, and I remember, I think it was the 1952 Bakersfield earthquake. My computer's just starting because for some reason it crashed. I don't know about you, but I have been having the hardest time keeping a computer online these days. And yesterday, we lost two of our callers, and I even lost my own connection to the phone yesterday, but it happened during a break, fortunately, so nobody even realized it. But I don't know whether people are picking on me and everybody associated with Rumor Mill, or if this is happening to everybody I know, that our electronics are screwing up and are failing.
Well, I've had a lot of computer difficulties in the last year.
Yeah, mine have been going on for about a year, but they are intensifying right now. I mean, really intensifying, to the point that my assistant can barely even get on the Internet anymore.
That may also have to do with microwave and ELF bombardment of the area.
And that's what I think.
Yeah, that's what I think. It would disrupt the computer.
Yeah. And I live right next to the Monterey Bay, where the Navy is doing all sorts of stuff out there.
Oh.
A friend of mine used to live on a mountain, and we would go up and sit on his deck, and we would watch this light that emanated from the shore going all the way out into the Pacific, a huge underground light that went on, you know, just forever, just simply disappeared into the Pacific. what in the world was that underground light? What kind of experiment could that have been?
Well, you know, that reminds me of what they did off the coast of Sumatra in 2004 when they exploded a nuclear device that created the tsunami. And so it's very likely that they are doing all kinds of experiments underneath the Pacific in order to enhance or prematurely create a cataclysmic earthquake.
Now, I was actually predicting one either right before the election or right after the election, so that California's 54 electoral votes could not be counted. Now, you know, the Electoral College meets on the 15th. The full moon is on the 12th. What if we have a massive earthquake and the 54 members of our Electoral College cannot get together and cast their votes for whoever they're going to cast it for, probably Obama? But who knows at the moment? I mean, if Obama has, you know, the least hint of being caught up in this Chicago scandal, and yeah, I frankly can't imagine how he's going to keep from being caught up in it.
Well, I think that he is not being truthful about a lot of things in his life.
I think all of us feel that. But if an earthquake happened right now and took out those Electoral College electors, what would happen?
I am sure they have backups for that. Because, you know, they'll always make sure that there's a way the agenda can be accomplished.
Yeah.
Even if they have to make up a rule as they go along.
Well, you know, it's so funny because one of the Obama electors died 4 years ago. Why is she still an elector?
That's a good question.
I know. And it's sort of like if she died 4 years ago, you know, and somebody was handling her affairs and voting for her, you can just imagine that all of them have a handler handling their affairs.
Yes, absolutely.
And, you know, I can remember way back in the, way back when, you know, in the 2000 election, there was a Democratic operative, I can't remember his name right now, but he ran some Democrats' campaign many years ago, and as such, he's been a Fox News and a CNN contributor ever since. But he was openly urging electors who had pledged to vote for Bush to change their vote. What I did not realize until right now is there is no rule anywhere that says an elector has to vote for who they agreed to vote for. In other words, all the Obama electors, if they wanted to, because of this scandal that's breaking in Chicago right now, they could all vote for Hillary if they wanted to.
Well, that would be quite fascinating, although I don't think I'd want her either.
Well, you know, it's funny. She's from Chicago. And in my opinion, she comes out of the Chicago machine, too.
Well, Chicago has been known for its political strengths in many different regions, and a lot of it is corrupt.
Isn't that the case? And, you know, Sherman Skolnick, who was a great investigative reporter, who is another one that I believe was killed so that he couldn't tell us the dirt on Barack Obama.
Yeah.
But, you know, he would tell stories of the Chicago machine that would literally curl your hair.
Yeah.
And he always said that it was the Rothschild Mafia, meaning the Jewish Mafia. And, of course, when you've got a Jewish Mafia, you've got a Mossad Mafia. And in my opinion, it's the City of London, you know, the international bankers that control MI6 and the Mossad and part of the CIA. They don't control all of it. I mean, there is part of the CIA that is actually harboring American patriots, but don't tell anybody I told you so. But getting back to this earthquake, what if this earthquake, what do you see? I'm not the only one that is thinking we may have an earthquake on the 12th. You kind of thought about it, and other people on the earthquake boards have been predicting between the 12th and the 16th, California could get hit with the big one.
Yeah, I heard that there would be twin earthquakes. In other words, one after the other.
Oh, wonderful.
That's what I heard. And, you know, full moons do exert an extra pull on tectonic plates, and that's when there's a higher percentage of quakes globally during full moon. But You know, what I looked at just a few days ago was this huge string of quakes in the southwestern Pacific off the coast of New Zealand and the southern, like the Vanuatu and Fiji and that area. Huge ones up to 7 on the Richter scale. And if you study along about the Pacific tectonic plate, the largest plate on the Earth, and you look at where the major quakes occur, and then you go diagonally across from where they occur, that's usually where the next group occurs, and that would be California.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wonderful. I just pulled up the USGS, earthquake.usgs.gov,
yes.
And you can find the latest earthquakes on there. And you are absolutely right. There have been some huge ones over in the, just all over. You know, it's all over the Ring of Fire.
Yeah, yeah, but if you look particularly like north of New Zealand, in north of the Indonesia, that area, there's like a line of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's almost an unbroken line of
right.
them. And
right.
then you go directly east, and there's California,
yeah.
and California has a whole bunch
uh-huh.
of earthquakes. My God, I had no idea that we had so many earthquakes in the last
yes.
week.
Yes,
it's just amazing.
And I monitor California very carefully, and you know, in the last few months, they have been having as many as 300 to 400 per week of various intensities. You know?
And they are happening. Some of them are happening in places that we normally don't have earthquakes.
Mm.
Which is moreover in the Central Valley, as I said, right around Bakersfield.
Mm-hmm.
But what is so amazing, if anybody pulls up this map that I am looking at right now, there is a direct line going from a little above Sacramento. I would say that's maybe Susanville. I don't know the exact area where that first one is. But in that direct line in Northern California, you can draw a line on these earthquakes
mm-hmm.
all the way down to this Bakersfield area that I'm talking about.
Yes, and then look at the Salton Sea area going down towards Baja.
Oh, my God, there's a huge one there.
Yeah, yeah, and there's a line.
5.1
yeah.
that just took place right there on last Saturday, December 6th.
Mm-hmm.
We never have earthquakes like that in that particular area. That is just incredible. I am so glad that you drew my attention to this, Stuart. I had a friend who is a mystic, and he never, ever, ever, ever makes predictions. But he predicted a huge earthquake right before the election, and he just literally twisted my arm until I posted it. And because he never does things like this before, I said, oh, my God, I think maybe he's right. So I posted it. But guess what? There was no earthquake.
Yeah.
But the area that he was talking about is this exact spot where this earthquake just happened.
Yeah.
And so I think that he was 2 weeks early. So I'm a little bit worried about it also.
Well, you know, it could very well be he was seeing the precursor of them building up, because what we're seeing, especially towards the Mojave, going towards, like, from where the Gulf of California is going up along the Salton Sea and then northwest towards, let's say, Santa Barbara area, you're seeing these microquakes occurring, hundreds of them in a week, and that's called fracturing. And that means there's so much pressure at the subduction zone that there's these little tiny fractures going on, and then all of a sudden, boom, there can be a tremendous explosion of rock, and then a huge, almost cataclysmic quake will occur.
Well, you know, there's been a few things that have been going on here in California that I'm sixth generation here in this state. When things are new that have never happened before, it kind of rings a bell with me. We had one of the largest earthquake drills ever in history about a week ago.
Yeah.
And about maybe 3 months ago, one of our senators, Barbara Boxer, sent out an earthquake liquefaction alert.
Oh. To where?
Now, in the Bay Area.
Uh-huh.
Now, some of my sources within government tell me, and everybody think about what Barack Obama is promising us. He's going to rebuild the infrastructure. Well, my sources tell me the infrastructure cannot be rebuilt. It is so old, it is in such disrepair, and it would be so expensive to rebuild it in the locations where it is. And I'm talking about sewers, electricity, telephones, running water, et cetera, et cetera. Roads, bridges. It is so expensive to build it that what the world leaders have decided to do is just to have liquefaction earthquakes, just suck up everything. After San Francisco is, you know, San Francisco was built on landfill. And so after San Francisco goes back into San Francisco Bay, they'll just turn it into Golden Gate Park, and they will rebuild San Francisco somewhere, you know, more toward the Central Valley, where it's a little bit more stable. You know, get out of the earthquake region. And the same thing, I was told the same thing's going to happen in Los Angeles. That it's just going to be simply abandoned.
Well, I think it's not even going to be there anymore. Because when I look at the subduction zone, and I look at what's going on there, the whole area from just south of Santa Barbara down to the Mexican border and east of the San Gabriel Mountains, it's starting to unfold. It's collapsing. And when that goes, the North American plate is just going to unfold on top of the Pacific plate, and there will not be a Los Angeles.
Well, that's what my friend, the one that I say is the mystic, that was what he was telling me.
Uh-huh.
And he was also seeing that an earthquake was going to rupture a fault in the Sea of Cortez. Next, you know, Baja, and then the Sea of Cortez, and we have Mexico.
Yeah.
And he said that it was going to rupture a fault there, opening up a river that flowed all the way into Phoenix.
Yeah, I believe that. You know, Phoenix civil defenses there are already practicing airlifting refugees from California to Arizona.
Do you know, I have been told the same thing, so there are two of us that have heard the same exact thing.
Oh, it's been in the news in Phoenix.
Oh, okay. Gee,
yeah.
I thought my Phoenix people were great.
No, I mean,
government
I have
sources.
You know, I used to go to Phoenix all the time, and I did a lot of work there, and have a lot of clients there, and they said, hey, you know, they're helicopters are practicing every day going from the L.A. Or the Mojave area to Phoenix, rescuing people who survive.
You know, we had a television program, I think it was called 10,
Ten
on the Richter 10. Scale.
10.5, I think it was called, or something like that.
Yeah, 9.5, I think you're right. And that's essentially what it showed. It showed all of the people from Southern California moving.
Yeah.
Believe me, if I could move out of California now, I finally have, you know, all my life I appear to have been tethered in the area where I was born. And, you know, I go to Los Angeles, I move to Seattle for a few years, I move to New York for a few years, to Washington, D.C. for a few years, and I always end up right back where I started. And now I'm saying, you know, God, I really am ready to leave. You know, any time now, you know, sell my house so I can leave. And, of course, now my house that I owe more on it than it's worth, because every house here is being repossessed and the banks are selling them off. And they all have the same price, $199,000 on them.
Well, you know, one of my clients is a real estate agent in Northern California. And
mm-hmm.
she's telling me people are just walking away because what they get for their house wouldn't even pay off the mortgage.
Well, that's exactly what I'm thinking about doing. And, you know, I'll talk with my banker and see what he advises, because I just simply don't want to live here anymore. You know, my husband died, not in the house, but he died while we were living here. My mother died while we were living here. And even though I got some wonderful memories of the house, I've got some really awful memories attached to this house.
Yes.
And I would really like to let it go and move on.
Yes.
And we are going to have to move on to our next break. We've been talking with Stuart Swerdlow of Expansions.com. This is Raylan Allen. You're listening to RumorMillNewsRadio.com on the MicroEffect.com radio network. And Stuart and I will be back. Stuart, how about opening up the lines for questions? Do you feel like doing that?
Absolutely.
Okay, so people, if you've got questions for Stuart, give us a call, 888-747-1968.
We're gonna make it.
for doing these shows. We are living on the edge, almost waiting for the other shoe to drop. Welcome back. This is Waylon Allen of RumorMillNewsRadio.com. We're talking with Stuart Swerdlow, intuitive extraordinaire. One of my friends just emailed me a story. We were talking about the women Illuminati sex handlers that, entrap men into their web. Yes. He just sent me a story about a man being stabbed by his girlfriend because he would not have sex with her. Just wondering if, we've got somebody that was trying to free himself of the programming, so she stabs him.
Did he survive?
Oh, yeah, he survived.
Oh, good.
He was stabbed in the lip. Isn't that amazing? She stabbed him in the lip and then, of course, called the police and tried to get him arrested.
Interesting.
You have no idea how many men I know whose wives and girlfriends have called the police and charged them with battery. And, of course, it happens all the time in reality. But now I think we've got an epidemic of it. That is false charges being levied against a lot of these men.
Yeah, true.
Stuart, do you feel like telling us what you did for the government? Do you feel like talking about those years?
Well, sure. I mean, it's in my book, so I have no problem with it. It goes back to how you introduced me because of my great uncle Yakov Sverdlov, who was the first president of the Soviet Union, and who was also Stalin's roommate in the Gulag before the revolution. And so there's a lot of information about that. So because of that, my family was taken into service. My father was worked under a mountain in El Paso for the years during the Korean War. And I was used from 1970 to 1983 at the Montauk Project on the eastern end of Long Island, which was about mind control, genetic manipulation, weather manipulation, exotic weaponry, and interdimensional experimentation.
And time travel.
And time travel, yes.
And that's one of the things. We started this off talking about how the Bible was written by the elite, and people do not realize that the elite have been time traveling since 1943 that I know about, and maybe a lot longer than that.
Oh, yeah.
And they've been able to go back in time and do whatever they want. In fact, in my opinion, they have gone back and they know who all of the leaders are going to be that are going to give them trouble, so they just kill them off. They kill off their grandparents. So these people are never even born.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, the thing is, when you alter a timeline, you're actually starting to create a new branch or a new timeline.
Yes, that's absolutely true.
Mm-hmm, so there's many different feeders off of the original timeline that go in all different kinds of directions. Everything you can imagine has happened somewhere.
And what I have a feeling is our timelines are going to be coming back together again. And suddenly we're going to have people in our lives that weren't there the day before, but yet they appear to have been there forever. Or a lot of people are going to be missing.
Well, interesting you said that because, you know, a month ago at that Hadron Collider,
mm-hmm.
when they said that they were trying to recreate the moment of the Big Bang, the existence and all, that was a bunch of malarkey. What they were really trying to do was merge an alternate reality with this one where the Illuminati and New World Order were already in power, and they were trying to pull that in.
Extraordinary. Well, something happened.
Well, there was a sabotage from the Kuiper's belt, that I know, and they connected to a different timeline that they didn't want to connect to, and that is why they shut the damn thing down.
Okay, so if they connected to that different timeline, is that different timeline connected with us right now?
Well, apparently, and I think, my opinion is that's why Obama was elected. I think McCain was supposed to have won.
Well, that's what it appeared to me, too, that it was a shoe-in for McCain.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly, my God, Obama won by such a huge percentage. It's like, what? How could it be?
Well, you know, those things are fixed anyway.
I know.
I tell people, I'll just tell you, too, that you have a better result pressing the lever on your toilet bowl than you do on the election machine.
Yes, I get caught up in the election frenzy like everybody else does, and start ranting or railing against or for somebody. But it was really hard this time to get to get enthused to rant and rail over anybody.
You know, it was like, you know, what would you rather die by, a gun or a knife? What's the difference?
Yes.
You know,
maybe how fast you go.
It's all the same. They all work for the same people.
That's right. Well, when you were at Montauk, what happened to you?
Well, I was used in mind control experimentation and genetic manipulation. That is where they opened up my the 90% of the brain that you don't use. They opened that up quite suddenly, and I became aware of many realities simultaneously. Now, the interesting thing is that I was not supposed to survive. In fact, less than 1% of all the people that were used in Montauk, and there were hundreds of thousands, most of them are dead, and I didn't die, and I became an anomaly. And so they studied me even more in an excruciating manner, by the way, basically I became like a guinea pig. Let's see what they can do to this guy to see what happens to him, because I didn't react in the normal way. And so I had many, many programs put in me. I was used with the person in the Montauk chair as a booster in order to help that person connect interdimensionally to other times and spaces. We connected to the Mars underground, where there is a huge alien complex that people don't know about, which, by the way, is they connected that Mars underground with a wormhole gate, not a stargate, but a wormhole gate, to the underground area in central Australia, Pine Gap, which is really an American base in Australia.
Now, that is extraordinary. Stuart, I know you don't know about what happened to me in 86, but I was taken somewhere, and it appears to have been Mars, and then we walked through a... this was 1986, and I was taken to Mars by an admiral that I knew from the Naval Postgraduate School, and of course they wanted me to think that it was just a dream, but after all the things that I had discovered, I now realized it was not a dream.
Right.
And this admiral showed me what he called, the Hall of Windows. And it was a window into whatever dimension that you wanted to go into. And he took me to Egypt 50,000 years ago. And the culture was just so pristine and beautiful. And the fruit was so delicious. To this day, I remember the taste of it. But it was where the Martians came when they came to Earth. And that was 50,000 years ago. And, you know, who knows time-wise, because it could have been 13 million years ago, but they projected to Earth just 50,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really like walking through a doorway when you deal with the wormholes and stargates. It's just going from one room to another.
That was exactly what it is. I walked through the doorway. And outside, there was a long gray hallway, you know, looking just like a hallway in any government building you've ever been in. And so we walked down it. We stopped in front of a picture window. I walked through the picture window. And then suddenly, I am standing on a rock fixture, you know, a flat rock, like a mesa, in the middle of water. And there are these two dolphin-like creatures who start talking to us. And, you know, they say, well, are you just going to stand there? Are you going to come down here and, come with us so we can take you to show you places? And that was when the admiral told me that if you are not invited and if these dolphin creatures don't come to you to be your guides, you stay in here until you die. And so the dolphin creatures were my guides, and I went up to the top side and was taken on a tour of everything and was told that this is where the Martians came. And that would have been right in Central Africa right now, down by where the Luxor ruins are, the Temple of Luxor are.
Yeah.
So now you are telling me that there is a link from Mars to Australia.
The underground, yes, the American base there, which even Australians are not allowed to go in there. And it's basically a wormhole. It's your wormhole gate travels between two points in the same reality. A stargate can travel, or interdimensional gate can go in between dimensions and realities. So they have the distinction that they use.
Extraordinary. Now, I'm sure you're familiar with the time regression and how some people say that they have been on the Mars base for 20 years, but then they're brought back here and they're the same age that they left.
Yes, yes.
How does that work?
Well, that's what Montauk was about. You know, time and space are really an illusion of physical reality. They really don't exist in actuality. They're just an illusion so that the mind has a reference point from point A to point B. Every point in time and space has a unique frequency or vibration that is nowhere else does it exist but that point. If you match an object or person frequency-wise to another point in time and space, make it an exact frequency match, there's instantaneous connection. No time or space passes. You're just there. That is how time travel and deep space travel occur without any passage of time. It sounds simple, but and it really is.
Yeah. I have wondered about time. You know, one of my teachers many years ago said that we can't really discuss time or understand it fully until you're living outside of it.
Yeah, because it doesn't really exist. In creation, in God mind, there's just the eternal now. Everything is happening simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
It's simply a question of where you're focusing.
Interesting. And interestingly enough, another one of my teachers says that when the new earth is created, that is the way it will be. There will be all of these different time periods. And you will actually get to choose where you want to live. Do you want to live in the 11th century? You know, the 20th century? Do you want to live in the Stargate century? You know, in other words, having access to our space families. What do you make of the Pope suddenly talking about aliens?
Yes. That Argentinian priest for the Vatican wrote this paper saying that the extraterrestrials are our space brothers under Christ and that we should welcome them, you know, with open arms.
And many of them do not have original sin, he also said. And Pope Benedict, about 3 weeks ago now, said Adam and Eve were made by our God. And so were the extraterrestrials.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, they're preparing for what I say is the staged alien invasion. They're just preparing the mentality for people to accept it. You know, well, if the Pope says that aliens are there and they're Christian, then of course they're okay with us.
Well, you know, I was talking to a doctor who did a research. They've just finished a book on Fatima Revisited, and there's a whole bunch of them. You know, astrophysicists, historians, psychiatrists, you name it. They've got every expert that you can have examining Fatima. And the woman that I had on a couple of days ago says that she believes it was an alien thing.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree, too. I actually published that in Diana, Queen of Heaven in 99. But if it was an alien thing, and if the third Fatima prophecy, now read by Pope Benedict, says aliens will make contact with us in 2012, could that be the reason that he's getting us ready for it?
Absolutely.
Who knows about it?
Absolutely.
Well, what is this 2012 thing? I mean, it sounds like a cross between, you know, the Montauk Project and Zachariah Sitchin's 12th Planet.
Well, you know, 2012, based on the Mayan calendar, really pertained to the Mayan civilization. If you read about their history and about their calendar, they had four or five other cataclysmic events that they discussed where they said that the Earth would come to an end. And for their culture, it did, while the rest of the Earth continued on. So the 2012, which is based on sunspot activity, was connected to the Mayan culture itself. But the Illuminati take such things and they extrapolate it globally in order to create fear and insecurity so that they can instill their programming. To the Illuminati, the 2012 concept is really their final agenda time schedule when they will have total domination and control of the Earth. That's what it's really about.
So that's what it's really about. Okay, yeah. And so what about the rest of us who aren't part of the Illuminati plan? What's going to happen to us when they have total control of the Earth?
Well, as I do it, teach in my work, if you remove the victimization mentality that attracts tyrants and oppressors, then you will not be affected by this. You know, that's why there are people, you know, you've heard of car accidents where everyone in the car is killed except the one person doesn't have a scratch on them.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. If you have the right mind pattern and you know who and what you are and you remove the programming and the victimization, none of this can affect you.
I believe that. As a matter of fact, I wrote a book about that about 30 years ago. And it's actually called Graduation. Well, it's not called Graduation, but that's what it's about. It's about a whole soul family that's graduating from Earth and going on to take their lessons somewhere else. And part of it is you have to be able to create your own reality by knowing it, not believing. Belief is a belief.
Yeah.
Knowing. You've got to know it with every cell in your heart and your brain. And I can't believe I wrote that 30 years ago, but I dragged it out of the box where I'd been keeping it, scanned it in, and I'm going to publish it as probably just a download. But it does need to get out right now because there are certain people that need to know that they need to know. And if they know they're going to be okay and they're going to survive all of this, they are going to be okay and they are going to survive it all.
That's right. Whatever you think, that's what you will create.
That's right. Who is that? James Allen, I think, wrote that, As a Man Thinketh. And yes, that was an incredible book that he wrote. And you, as you think, you are creating your own reality. And, you know, Stuart, I think that's a reason that I have survived, because I don't see myself being killed by, you know, George Bush's minions, and he sent seven different assassins after me. Excuse me, the seventh was sent by the Mossad, so only six that he sent after me, George the Elder. And I'm just like this little child, you know. I don't believe that they've got power, and therefore they don't have power over me.
Right.
I don't believe in them.
They only have the power you allow them to have.
That's exactly right. And I don't allow them to have any power. Well, Stuart, I've got to ask you. You are going on this tremendous trip. Please tell me about it so I can fantasize that I'm going with you.
Oh, you should come with us, Ray.
I know, but I just started a radio show. I can't be gone 11 days.
We'll broadcast from the ship.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
We're going on an amazing tour. You know, just as a preface, in my October and November conferences this year, I did the true history of the Earth and civilizations on the Earth. And as a follow-up, this January, we're leaving on the 20th from Rome, and we will be going to the ancient sites in Italy, Greece, Turkey, Cyprus, and Egypt. And I will be discussing each of the real and true histories of those locations. It's a ship called the Concordia, leaving from the port of Rome. And I would invite everyone to come along with us. Go to expansions.com. You'll see it right up there on the home page. It is an amazing trip. And just prior to that, Janet is having her conference, her seminar in January 16th and 17th and 18th about the family and the dynamics and how to improve them and the interrelationships between your parents, children, husbands, wives. It's an amazing time. I invite everyone to come to the seminar and to the cruise.
Boy, it would be fabulous. Actually, my readers were going to send me to Italy this fall. My God, this is still... No, this is winter now. But there were people that were wanting to take up a donation for me to send me to Italy, you know, for my 60th birthday. Italy, Egypt, and Greece. Those are the only places in the world that I really want to see, and that's where you're going. But,
So come on, listeners. Let's help Ray out here on her birthday.
Wouldn't that be incredible?
When is your birthday? What date?
Well, it's May 12th, and so it was going to be a birthday present for my 60th birthday, but I had it a long time ago. I'm headed toward my 61st these days.
Well, you know, Ray, you don't look it at all.
And I don't act it either, you know?
No.
You're supposed to be old when you're 60.
Oh, no way.
I still feel like I do when I did when I was 25. And you know what is really funny, Stuart, is I don't look that much different.
I know. I just saw you a year or so ago.
Yeah, and you're right. I don't look that much different than I did, you know, 10 years ago or 15 when we first met.
I think you look better.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. One of these days I'm going to have a picture taken of myself recently and put it up. Well, no, I did. I had one taken last year and put it up. And so if people, I was consecrated as a bishop in the Mabazrim Church, and guess where it started? In Egypt.
Ah.
And so you see, there's all of these places that I really would love to go, but, you know, I've always got excuses for not going. I wonder when I'm going to start giving up my excuses for not going and finally go.
Well, you see, Ray, you got to create your reality.
That's right. Well, Stuart, is there any last thing? I think we've got about 4 minutes left. Is there anything that you want to say that you haven't already said?
Oh, about a billion things. I do encourage people to go on my site. I have a lot of books and DVDs out there that will help you to undo the programming, remove the abandonment and isolation issues from the mind pattern so that you can achieve abundance and perfect relationships. The color therapy that we teach is really unique. I have doctors who are learning about it. I encourage all of you to not give up, not be afraid, because it's the fear. It's the fear that allows the Illuminati to enter into the mind pattern and control you. Have no fear. Have a knowing that the God mind within you can never, ever be removed or destroyed. They want you to think it can be, but it never can be. And that's the peace they know they can never have. And that's where you will win and gain back your personality.
And that is absolutely the case. You said that better than I could ever, ever have said it. Gosh, we're here with 4 minutes to go, and my mind has so many different questions in them, I can't even begin to think of all the different questions that I would like to ask you.
Well,
I
want to say also, you know, that, you know, Christmas is coming up, and, you know, I put in one of my books that the word Santa, if you move the N, it's Satan. You know?
Isn't that the case? It is so true.
Because it's the Roman pagan holiday of the Feast of Saturnalia, or Satan worship, and that's what really Christmas is all about. So this is a time of major, major ritual and activations. So please, everybody, you know, keep your brown merger symbol at your pineal gland. Reintegrate your personality. Keep yourself in violet protection. Don't be affected by what you hear or see on the news, because it's all contrived to trigger you. Be strong and ground yourselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it is amazing, because I truly believe that many of the events of the coming year are actually set in motion during the Christmas holidays.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's that huge, oh, what in the world they call it, the Halcyon Days.
Yeah.
And in the Halcyon Days, the earth just literally went quiet for a while, and it really was the goddess. It was Mother Earth regenerating herself.
Yeah.
However, I think that was perverted, and it is now the Illuminati sucking the energy out of Mother Earth for their perverted plans.
That's correct.
Isn't that amazing? I was in my early 30s when all of this information came to me, and, you know, I'm just, you know, rapidly trying to trace it down, and you know how hard it was to do research way back in the days before computers and the Internet.
Oh, yeah.
It was absolutely impossible to do. So, people, we are entering into a very dangerous time, and everyone, you've got to learn how to know that you are going to be okay. Know it.
Without a doubt.
And without a doubt. But you see, some of us still have the fish hooks in us that the Illuminati put in a long time ago. And if it's still there and they yank on you, you're right back in their reality.
That's right.
So you got to learn how to get rid of all these little fish hooks that are in you. So, Stuart, you are welcome on this show anytime you want. And I have enjoyed this more than I can tell you.
Thank you, Ray. It's a pleasure.
So thank you very much for being my guest, and everyone, you've been listening to RumorMillNewsRadio.com. We've been talking with Stuart Swerdlow at Expansions.com, and I am going to see you the next hour for Raylan and the Rumor Mill News Hour. So stay tuned to RumorMillNewsRadio.com on the Micro Effect Radio Network.